Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Rumors Album. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that takes a deep dive into the fascinating corners of the world's largest encyclopedia. Today, we're spinning back the clock to an era of flares, perms, and some of the most enduring music ever recorded. Buckle up as we delve into the whirlwind creation and the legacy of Fleetwood Mac's 11th studio album, Rumours. In 1977, the music scene was forever changed by the release of this masterpiece. An album characterized by its harmonious discord, Rumours is emblematic of a band translating personal upheavals into a universal language of raw emotion, catchy tunes, and undeniable talent. But what was it about this particular album that captivated the world and continues to resonate with audiences more than four decades later? Well, for starters, Rumours isn't just an album. It's a musical soap opera pressed onto vinyl. The context of its creation is almost as famous as the tracks themselves. Picture this. The band members are going through intense personal struggles, romantic relationships within the group are fracturing, and yet they are tasked with making music together. It's the tension between the creative synergy and their personal discord that forged Rumours into a record for the ages. As you listen, I want you to consider this. How often do we find beauty in the midst of chaos? How does our personal turmoil fuel our professional creativity? As we explore the making of Rumours, think of the times in your life when hardship has led to unexpected growth or success. The seeds of Rumours were sown in turmoil. By 1976, the band members were entangled in a web of complicated relationships. Vocalists Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, a couple since the late 60s, were ending their relationship. John McVie and Christine McVie, who played bass and keyboards respectively, were in the process of divorcing. Meanwhile, drummer Mick Fleetwood discovered his wife was having an affair. It was against this backdrop of heartbreak and resentment that Rumours began taking shape. Crafted at the record plant in Sausalito, California, the album's recording sessions were famously intense. The band members often recorded their parts separately and pieced the songs together to avoid conflict. The emotional rawness, however, seeped into the music, creating a collection of songs that were candid and powerful. Tunes like Dreams, Go Your Own Way, and The Chain articulated the band's personal friction in lyrics that were both poetic and confrontational. Let's focus for a moment on The Chain, the only song credited to all members of the band. Can you imagine the dynamics in the studio, where fractured couples had to come together, despite their differences, to create this powerful anthem about connection and resilience? Next time you hear that famous bass line, remember the power of working together through adversity. The production quality also played a significant role in the album's allure. Producers Ken Kailat and Richard Dashut achieved a sound that was pristine yet warm, making Rumours a staple for audiophiles and casual listeners alike. Interestingly, the album's widespread appeal also marked a shift in how records were created and marketed, paving the way for a more polished rock sound in the years to follow. When Rumours was released, it was an immediate commercial success. It topped the Billboard 200 chart for 31 non-consecutive weeks, won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, and spawned multiple hit singles. To date, it has sold over 40 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. Listeners, let that sink in. 40 million copies. In an age where streaming dominates and album sales have dwindled, it's hard to fathom that level of physical sales. What do you think it was about Rumours that made people flock to record stores? What albums in your own collection could compare to such a phenomenon? Now, let's talk about the aftermath. Fleetwood Mac's lineup continued to change in the years following Rumours, but the album's success created an unimaginable benchmark. The pressure to follow up such a juggernaut weighed heavily on the band, leading to tensions, hiatuses, and multiple reunions over the years. Despite this, Rumours remains an enduring symbol of their legacy and a highlight in each member's career. The cultural impact of rumors cannot be understated. It's become a touchstone in pop culture, frequently referenced and revered in films, television, and even other musicians' work. Its sound has helped to define a genre and an era, a remarkable feat for a record born out of such chaos. As we wrap up, I encourage you to revisit Rumours, not just as an album, but as a testament to the enduring power of art derived from emotional authenticity. Have you ever channeled personal challenges into your work or hobbies? What resulted from that process? Share your thoughts and experiences, and let's continue the conversation. You can engage with us on our social media platforms with your stories and the impact rumors might have had on your own life. Thank you for joining us on Wikipedia, where we turn the page back on fascinating tales from the Wikipedia archives. Until next time, keep spinning those records, both literally and metaphorically, as we navigate the soundtracks of our lives.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Rumors, Album. Thanks for listening. See you next time.